As the season ends and we have a garden and it just flourished and we have all kinds of fruits and vegetables available, we need to figure a way to store these things so we'll have them in the winter. We're talking with Mary Draper, Smith County FCS agent for the UT Extension Service. How long is the storage life for fresh fruits and vegetables, Mary?
The storage life of fresh fruits and vegetables varies with the type, variety, and pre-harvest conditions. The post-harvest management during transportation of proper control of temperature and humidity is essential for the storage life and quality.
What about that proper temperature? You talked about it just a moment ago, and we want to keep them as long as we can. So how do we maintain that proper temperature?
So each product has its own temperature requirement, but by lowering product temperatures as soon as possible after harvesting, water loss is reduced, microbial development is reduced, and better quality is achieved. A general rule for vegetables is that cool season crops should be stored at cooler temperatures, so about 32 to 35 degrees, and warm season crops should be stored at warmer temperatures, so about 45 to 55 degrees. There are exceptions to this rule, though, so be aware of that.
Be aware of the differences.
Yes.
Does the humidity that we store them at have an effect on them?
Yes, absolutely. So high humidity around harvested produces reduces water loss, which will prevent wilting. High humidity should be used with low temperature. Humidity and warmth increases the growth of fungi and bacteria. So if you notice fresh vegetables in the grocery market, there's usually a cool mist spraying to help with the freshening of produce.
We're talking with Mary Draper. She's from Smith County, the UT Extension Service there, and she's the FCS agent. We're talking about the storage of fresh fruits and vegetables. And can they be stored together?
No, they really should be stored separately in different refrigerator doors because ethylene gas can build up and cause spoilage. For produce that is best stored in the refrigerator, keep it in perforated plastic bags in the produce drawer of the refrigerator.
Which fruits can you store without putting them in a refrigerator?
For fruits, avocados, tomatoes, mangoes, melons, apples, and pears will continue to ripen if left sitting out on the countertop, so they're best not refrigerated. But items like bell peppers, grapes, citruses, and berries will only deteriorate and should be refrigerated.
So you've told us how are the correct way to store fruits and vegetables. Are there any final tips that you have for folks?
Yes, so don't place fruits and vegetables in airtight bags because this will actually speed up decay. Store your food in complete wholeness. When you pull fruits and vegetables apart, you break the cells. So avoid breaking the skin and leave the stems intact. And you also need to keep root vegetables, which would include all kinds of potatoes, in a cool, dark, dry place. And you never want to store the potatoes in the refrigerator because they will develop a much higher sugar content.
After all that hard work in the garden, you want to make sure you keep things right.
Right.
Mary Draper, the Smith County FCS agent for the UT Extension Service.